be released from condemnation.
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2.
Today I bless you to be released from condemnation. Maybe you have grown up with a lot of disapproval, criticism, or accusations. The enemy will use this as an opportunity long after the occurrence to tell you that you are evil, guilty, unfit for life, because you are condemned. I urge you to inspect your heart to find out if you have been living as a slave to condemnation, making you subservient to the control of the enemy, the law of sin and death.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1.
I bless you to understand that a new power is available. Recognize that the perfect Father sent His Son, Jesus, to exchange the law of sin and death for a new law, the law of the Spirit of life. This law can do what you cannot do through striving. It can set you free from condemnation. Christ Jesus has come to exchange condemnation for acceptance. Understand that you have a choice to live according to the belief that you are unfit for life because of who you are, or to live under the new law of the Spirit where there is no condemnation. Jesus has deprived condemnation of its power over you if you allow your beliefs to be governed by His law of the Spirit of life. This is an everyday, moment-by-moment decision. Please pray with me. Jesus, I admit that my mind is governed by beliefs of condemnation and that I do not have the power to get rid of them. I submit these beliefs to you now and place them under the law of the Spirit of life. I wish for my beliefs to be governed and purified by you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will keep reminding me to submit beliefs of condemnation to you whenever they surface, until my mind is fully governed by you. I bless you.